many Christians will enter heaven and open up their closet and see a room full of unanswered prayers.
Dr. Tony Evans says too many of us treat the Lord as our last resort instead of our first priority.
After they've asked everybody else, then they ask God. God says, before you throw in the towel, throw up a prayer.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The prayer life of many Christians boils down to thanking God for meals and reciting an endless list of needs and wants. But Dr. Evans says there's a rich, rewarding, two-way relationship available to us. Let's join him as he explains how we can experience it.
Two hunters saw in the newspaper, in the particular area where they lived, a bounty because the area was being overrun by wolves. And so the bounty said $5,000 for every wolf that would be killed. So they said, wow, $5,000 per wolf. Boy, let's go out and kill us a bunch of wolves and we'll be rich. So they went out deep into the forest to begin killing wolves for $5,000 apiece. They pitched their tent. In the middle of the night, one of the men was awakened by a sound. He looked outside the opening in the tent, and there was a whole group of wolves surrounding the tent, growling, salivating, and prepared for the kill. The man, when he saw that he was surrounded by all of these wolves, shook his friend and said, John, get up. We're rich. You see, your perspective will determine what you see. And most of us, at some point or another, are surrounded by the wolves of life, by those things that feel like they're eating us alive, by those things that feel like they're dangers to us, that they're consuming upon us. But it all depends on what you see. This guy saw an opportunity in the midst of a dangerous situation because his perspective went beyond what his physical eyes were happened to be looking at. God wants you to shift your perspective about what you may be going through, what wolves are at your door, nipping at your life, growling at you, that thing or those things that want to eat you up, that want to consume you, that creates fear, frustration, and all the other things in life that cause us to be cast down. And God has a specific thing that I want to talk to you about to help you address the wolves in your lives, to help you to see it differently, and in fact, to experience it differently. The first I want to talk to you about communicating with God, you know it as prayer. Prayer is one of the most misunderstood, underutilized, misappropriated tools that we have in the arsenal of the Christian life. Most Christians pray very little, and most Christians pray last. After they've asked everybody else, then they ask God. After they've talked to everybody else, then they talk to God. God says, before you throw in the towel, throw up a prayer. Prayer that is relational communication with God is the link that God has provided every one of his children with which to make contact with him. But I want to talk about what it is and why it is, first of all. Whatever this thing is called prayer, it needs to be at the start, not at the finish. Whatever prayer is, don't do it after you've done everything else and I'm your leftover option. Whatever prayer is, do it First of all, communicate relational communication with God, and I want you to do it up front. Some months ago, we had a problem in my house where a bunch of the lights on one side of my house went out. And I went looking at the bulbs, I went looking at the switches, I'm all over the place trying to figure out why all these lights are going out. And then it just dawned on me to go inside the garage, and to go inside the garage, when I got inside your garage, to check my breaker box. And I checked my breaker box to find out one of my breaker switches had tripped. In other words, everything else that was wrong was because one thing was wrong. Because the breaker box switch switched off, it affected a whole realm of where I lived. I started trying to deal with the realm instead of looking at the box. And when I fixed this one thing, I just flipped the switch, everything else got right. If I would have gone to the breaker box first, I wouldn't have wasted time with stuff that didn't work. But all the time I spent on everything else and didn't go to the one thing that would have changed everything else was loss of time, energy, and effort. I'd like to suggest to you, if you ever get this prayer thing right, you'll save a lot of time, energy, frustration, irritation, exacerbation, all of that. Prayer is earthly permission for heavenly intervention. Prayer is not making God do something he does not want to do. Okay? So let's get this straight. Prayer is not forcing God to do anything. You can't make God do what God doesn't plan to do. Okay? Now that's the bad news. Prayer does not force God, because God is God and God is sovereign. But let me tell you what prayer does. Prayer brings to you what God intends to do. You get the difference. It does not force him to do what he doesn't want to do, but it allows him to do what he wants to do. Let me say it another way. There are things God wants to do that he does not do because of the absence of prayer. Many Christians will enter heaven and open up their closet and see a room full of unanswered prayers. Now stay with me here. Everything God plans to do has already been done. Okay, stick with me. Everything God plans to do has already been done. First of all, if it's based on his word, it's a done deal. Or if it's his will for your life, it's a done deal. Let's look at a few scriptures here to set the framework of why you need to do this thing first. For example, in Isaiah 46, Isaiah 46 verses 9 and 10, the prophet says this: "Remember the former things long past, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying my purpose will be established and I will accomplish my good pleasure." In other words, whatever I determine to do, I'm going to do, and let me show you the order. I declare it the end from the beginning. In other words, I done already been there, done that, and come back. Let me show you another one. Isaiah 65, verse 24. He says this: "It will come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear." So wait a minute. Before you prayed it, the answer already existed. So you're not praying for God to do something that he has not already done. In fact, let me show you one more scripture. Job chapter 22. And in Job the suffering man, chapter 22, he says these words in, let me read verse 27 and 28. You will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your way. God decrees, but you pray. All right, let me try to illustrate this concept, because it's staggering in its implication. And if anything ought to motivate you to do it first, this ought to. Many of you have access to Netflix and iTunes. And through Netflix and iTunes, you have access to movies. They have a set amount of movies that you can pull down. The movies already exist. The movies are already there, but they don't just show up on your screen. You have to draw it down. You have to order it. Technology has so situated that hundreds and hundreds of movies are just sitting out there waiting to be sucked down, drawn down, and ordered. Simply looking at Netflix on your computer screen without an order will only tell you that it is available. It won't make you see anything. You got to draw it down. You don't create a movie when you order one. You're only pulling down a movie that's already been produced. It's sitting out there for anyone who will use the right method to pull it down. The beautiful, amazing thing about the technology that men have created is that millions of people can order the same movie at the same time or different times, and it's still going to show up on everybody's screen. Man is so talented that they have created a technological world in which the amount of people are irrelevant, because they put it up there in such a way that when you've met the standard to go get it, it comes to you, because their will have already determined what's available for you. Well, now, if puny men can come up with technology piggybacking off of God for you to get 24/7 attention on the movie you order along with millions of other people, how much more do you think the eternal creation God can address millions of people at the same time or different times who come to him using the order form he has authorized?
Dr. Evans will come back with more of our lesson in just a moment, including a look at why it's still important to pray even though God already knows what we need. Right now, though, what you're hearing today is part of a whole series of messages dealing with the first of Jesus' two great commandments, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's why the collection is called, First, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. As we've been learning, giving God anything less than first place in our attitudes, relationships, activities, whatever, leaves us stuck in the darkness without power, direction, or purpose. But you'll learn how to turn that around with the help of these 7 full-length messages. Until we get step one right, there's no sense moving on to step two. So right now, we're offering this series as our thank you gift to those who can help keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any size. Don't miss your chance to take advantage of this special offer before it runs out tomorrow. Visit TonyEvans.org today, make your contribution online, and let us send you your copy of First. We also have staff members standing by in our resource center to help you. Call us at 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message after this.
They say it takes one to know one. That's especially true for me. I'm a pastor's wife. We have opportunities, challenges, hopes, and hurts that only another pastor's wife can really understand. You can say we're in the same boat. Well, it's time to give that phrase a whole new meaning by joining Lois Evans on a fabulous 7-day cruise coming up in February. We'll stop in Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico. But don't just come for the sights. Come for the sisterhood as we share an adventure with new friends who really understand who we are and what we do. We'll hear great speakers like Crystal Evans Hurst, Debbie Titus, Gloria Morrow, Meredith Shepherd, Priscilla Shire, and Rhoda Gonzalez. We'll worship with Carolyn Traylor. Then we'll come back refreshed, empowered, and inspired. Husbands are welcome too, but the sessions are just for us ladies. Don't miss it. February 22nd through 29th. Get the details and make your reservations now at TonyEvans.org.
Whatever God is going to do for you has already been done. If he doesn't plan to do it, all the prayers in the world won't allow you to watch that picture. But if he does plan to do it, it's already been done before you call. God wants you to know he's the source, and he wants you to be grateful for the provision, but you got to draw it down in order to experience it. Like we saw when we went through the Elijah series, God told Elijah it was going to rain before it rained, but it didn't rain until he called for it. Until he prayed what God had already determined he didn't get to see. Well, once I know that whatever God has determined for me is already sitting out there in the atmosphere, I ain't gonna talk to you first. I'm gonna talk up there first, because he's already predetermined what prayers in my life he's going to answer. So God says, first of all, before you talk to your kinfolk, before you talk to your best friend, before you talk to your wife, before you talk to the powers that be, how about check it with me? Because if you check with me first, you may not need to have all those other conversations. First of all, let prayers and petitions and supplications be made. He says, I want you to pray, verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority, that you may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. He says, when you pray, I want you to pray for the folks in charge. Okay? He says the king, but he doesn't limit it to the king. Anybody to whom you must answer is your authority. So this could be your boss. He's an authority when it comes to work. Okay? It could be a person in the community to whom you must answer. It could be your mate. It could be the husband who's supposed to be the head of the house. So they have a position of authority. The reason he says pray is the position, people in positions of authority can mess you up. Because a person in a position of authority can make decisions that ruin your life. They can make decisions so that you lose what he calls in verse 2, your peace and your calm. So that now you're upset because of decisions they made. You're frustrated because they're bad leaders. You're mad because they're not doing things God's way. And it's controlling your life because they have authority over you, authority you wish they didn't have. Guess what he says in verse 2? I want your life to be peaceful and quiet. Let me tell you the difference. Quiet means calm on the outside. Peaceful means calm on the inside. He says, I want you to talk to me first about folk who are causing you trouble. And the reason I want you to talk to me about folk who are causing you trouble is because I know how to cause them trouble. Okay? They may be your authority, but they ain't mine authority. They're not my authority. So if you talk to me first, you calling everybody, I hate my boss, I don't like my boss, my boss not treating me right. He says to those who are in authority, if you come to me first, I can help a sister out. I can help a brother out. Because I want your life not to be in chaos. And you're talking to the wrong people first. People who can sympathize, maybe they can empathize, but they can't change anything. He says, I want your life to be ordered. He's not suggesting necessarily that the king's going to change, the boss is going to change, or the mate is going to change. What he is saying is, I can bring influences that allow you to be calm no matter who's in the station. He says, you come to me first so that you can live your life, notice, in all godliness and dignity. That has to do with live a life pleasing to me. Live a life that is God-centered, not world-centered. A lot of us want to pray to God, or pray to God even first, who don't want a God-centered life. That's a contradiction. The whole reason he wants to give you calm in your life is so he can have more of you. He doesn't want to give you calm so he can have less of you. He says, because he desires all men to be saved, verse 4, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Those are two requests. One of the reasons God wants you to be calm is so that you'll be a good witness. God desires all men to be saved, and God desires all men to come into the knowledge of the truth. Salvation and growth in Christ based on learning and applying the truth. You know you're not a godly person, and you know you're not putting Christ first if there is no witness coming out of your life. So he says, I'm going to give you calm so you can be a clearer witness. Not just so that you don't have to stop taking medicine. I'm just doing this also so you can be a clearer witness about the truth.
But some people are clearer witnesses than others. And Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final word about that. First, Tony talked a moment ago about the Lord's desire that everyone be saved. The Bible describes Jesus standing at the door of your heart, knocking. Once you let him in, that relationship begins. But what does that mean, and how do you do that? Well, Tony would love to tell you. Visit TonyEvans.org today, click on the top menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. You'll find answers to your questions, a simple prayer that can change your life, and free follow-up resources. While you're at our site, don't miss your chance to request Tony's current series called First, Restoring God to His Rightful Place. As I mentioned earlier, it's yours with our thanks for your contribution of any size, as long as we hear from you by tomorrow. Remember, your support not only keeps this program on the air, but empowers Tony's outreach to pastors, their families, church leaders, and congregations committed to reaching their communities. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call 1-800-800-3222, where resource team members are available day and night to help you. The old saying goes, first things first. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans says that without the first thing, none of the other things matter, as he explains why Jesus isn't just the key to Christianity, but your experience with God. He's back now to wrap up today's program with these final comments.
You know, 1,500 people died when the Titanic sunk. 1,500 people should not have died. The reason 1,500 people should not have died is that most of the lifeboats were only half filled. But the folks who were in the half filled lifeboats didn't want to turn around because it was too risky. Them people were panicking out there. If we turn these boats around, they're going to come bum rushing these boats. They may flip us over. So many of us have gotten into our Jesus boat. And we're on our way to eternal safety. That we've forgotten a whole lot of other folk are drowning out there. And we got plenty of room in our boat to take them in, but we're so centered on us that we've forgotten God has got room in this boat for other folk too. So don't get so sophisticated and sadiddy that you're dressing up your boat while there's room for other folk to get in your boat. He says, because God desires all men to be saved, to come into the knowledge of the truth. Praying first to give you a peaceful life so you can be a better witness.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.